Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. The so-called prophetic phenomenon to happen on September the 23rd is fake news. That's the headline. In one moment, Dr. Don DeYoung, a world-renowned astronomer, will join me with more details on this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
I want to talk about a heavenly phenomenon that's supposed to be coming up on September the 23rd. You're an astronomer, and I understand there's something out there called astrology. What are the differences between astronomy and astrology?
Astronomy, Jimmy, is a good, credible study of the creation, of the heavens, the sun, moon, and stars. Astrology is counterfeit, as if those stars and planets somehow control our destiny. Astrology gets into horoscopes and the zodiac and those other areas. I prefer to stick to astronomy, which is a good study of creation.
When you go to the internet, Bible prophecy teachers and everybody else talking about what's going to happen, they're talking about Virgo and Leo. Now, they are calling them constellations. What is a constellation?
Well, Jimmy, a constellation is just an association, a group of stars. Constellations can have bright and dim stars in it. Virgo is one that's well known. It's some see it as a picture of a woman. We're not sure the origin of these constellations. They go way back in time. They're groups of stars that just help us be familiar with the night sky. And yes, of special interest in September is Virgo, this supposed constellation showing a woman in the sky.
But they're saying there's going to be a special alignment, and it's going to be a sign in heaven. You're saying this is just normal activity, and there's nothing really special about this alignment.
Well, yes. The sun moves through that constellation every year for about a month, the moon more often. Now, it is interesting this fall, in the vicinity of Virgo, there are several planets, Venus, Mars, Mercury, and Jupiter, as they make the rounds. But there's no exact alignment. It's not in the shape of a crown. Again, there's a lot of imagination that goes there.
Having thought all that through now and seen what's going on in the heavenlies, especially in the month of September, do you see any connection at all with that so-called alignment there in Virgo and prophecy itself?
No, I certainly do not. And in this day, Jimmy, with the social media, with the YouTube, it has a life of its own, and these stories go on and on. Now, the Lord can return anytime he wants. No man knows when that will be. But September, it will just be a normal fall, as best we can tell, with the heavens up there declaring God's glory.
Astronomer Dr. Don DeYoung with that information. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. God's word is absolute when it comes to understanding the future. We do not look to the stars for Bible prophecy. The Bible itself contains all that we need to know about the future, not the stars. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...